Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Titika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I got a call, or actually I got a charge on my bank account, and I don't know what it was for.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know who it is that put it on there.
Yes, sir.
I just have the information that's on the charge. It says recurring charge.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, sir, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let's see, sir. Hold on 1 minute. Could I please get your zip code, sir?
27052.
27052, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. First and last name, sir?
Do what?
First and last name, sir?
Alvy Dotson. Dotson.
Okay, sir. Could you verify your address for me, sir?
1095 Village Drive, Walnut Cove.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. All right. It was, this charge happened on 5/19/2022. It was a, did you enter a contest, or they said, did you won a Makita drill?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Basically, in the terms and agreements, it also said that it was enrolled for you to be. Basically, this was a contest, and when you paid, what I don't know exactly what the amount was you put in 100 entries for to win this Makita drill. So basically,
no,
in the term,
no, what it said was I won the drill if I would send in $5 or something like that. You pay them $5 for shipping that they would ship it to me.
I understand, sir. That's why I said from the beginning, either they told you it was a contest, you were entering the contest, or they told you that you won it. And that's why I told you, I said, then they told you to pay shipping and handling, correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Basically, like I said, what I'm seeing on my computer, it wasn't, they worded it one way. And what my computer is saying is it was a contest entry, okay? I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying exactly what I see on my computer. And
well, I'm saying it was fraud. And whatever it takes, I want that money back in my account today.
It's not going to be in your account today. We'll take 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Are you going to put it back in my account?
Yes, sir. I was just explaining exactly what happened, but I will process this as soon as possible, sir.
And cancel whatever,
yes, sir,
order that you made.
Sir, this is a third-party call center that handles nothing but customer service for hundreds of companies online. Only thing that you did was you called our number. When I got that information, I was here to help you. I didn't make no purchases. I didn't take any money out of your account, but I can help you get this money back.
Well, yours was the only number I had to contact.
It is a third-party call center for customer service, sir.
Very well. Just get my money back in my account within the next few days, or I'll file a claim.
Yes, sir. Please hold on the phone, please. Okay, sir, I do have this account canceled in your refund process. It will take 3 to 5 business days before that will be back in your account. Do you have a pen and piece of paper ready so that I can give you your cancellation number?
I do.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 920.
This is what?
C as in Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
920-748-031. 031. And like I said, it will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Very well. I thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.